Hi everyone, welcome back to the Korea Herald's podcast. I'm Hong Yu, K-pop reporter from the Korea Herald, and today we're joined by our copy editor, Alice Yoon. Hi Alice.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how about you?
Pretty good. Surviving.
Okay, so today we're going to be dealing with the story on IU's recent concert in Seoul. 오늘은 저희가 IU의 월드투어 콘서트에 대한 기사를 다뤄보고자 하는데요. 먼저 기사 요약을 좀 읽어드리면 가수 아이유가 서울에서 단독 콘서트로 월드투어의 포문을 열고 여성 솔로 아티스트 최초로 서울 상암 월드컵 경기장에 입성해 오는 9월 앙코르 콘서트를 개최한다는 내용이 되겠습니다. So I wanted to ask you, do you have any favorite K-pop artists?
Well, IU is certainly very good. I'm actually not a huge K-pop person, but I was curious, actually, you write a lot of articles for Korea Herald on K-pop, and I was wondering how you got into K-pop.
I don't know. Because I lived in Korea since high school, I think I was pretty used to, familiar to K-pop.
Okay.
Since my teenage years. So, yeah, so that's how I got into K-pop. But my favorite artist nowadays is New Jeans. But I really loved IU's recent titular tracks such as Love and All, in which V of BTS stars in.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, I really love her recent songs. And I went to her concert last Sunday. Mm-hmm. And this is the review of the concert.
I see.
Too, so, yeah. 그러면 저희 기사 다뤄보기 이전에 원문부터 읽고 돌아오도록 하겠습니다.
IU sets off on first world tour, HER. IU's voice rippled through the KSPO dome on Sunday as the lights dimmed to open the singer-songwriter's final Seoul concert of her first world tour, HER, which took place in the capital March 2-3 and March 9-10. Reminiscent of dandelion spores, IU appeared from the ceiling wearing a glittering headset and slowly descended towards the stage, silently surrounded by her audience. When she landed on the stage to perform Hoshi, meaning spore in Korean, the lights shone on the stage and spread outwards like petals, transforming like a blooming flower. The artist's show was divided into five parts, each with a different theme. IU charmed the nearly 14,000 strong audience during the first hypnotic part of the show.
Okay, 그러면 저희 첫 번째 문장부터 같이 보도록 하겠습니다. IU's voice rippled through the KSPO dome on Sunday as the lights dimmed to open the singer-songwriter's final Seoul concert of her first world tour, HER, which took place in the capital on March 2-3 and March 9-10. 3월 2일, 3일, 그리고 3월 9일, 10일, 까지 서울에서 열린 HER IU의 첫 번째 월드 투어이자 서울 콘서트의 마지막 공연을 열기 위해서 조명이 어두워지자 KSPO 돔에서 IU의 목소리가 잔물결처럼 번졌다라고 이해하시면 되겠습니다. 여기서 저희가 보고자 하는 첫 번째 단어는 ripple, 잔물결을 이루다 또는 파문처럼 번지다 라는 뜻을 갖고 있는데요.
Right, so ripple is a small wave when you use it as a noun, but when you use it as a verb, it means like to move or to make something move in very small waves. So the sea rippled, you can say that the ocean, the sea rippled, or you can even say like somebody has rippling muscles if they have very, very defined muscles. But then in this case, you can sort of use it a little bit more abstractly to mean to spread through a group of people. Or through a certain, just one person, like a wave. So basically, yeah, in this case, where does it say? Her Ayu's voice rippled through the concert hall, right?
그래서 뭐 파도처럼 번져나간다라는 식으로 좀 표현을 좀 다채롭게 하기 위해서 쓰여진 단어라고 보시면 될 것 같고요. 다음 단어는 dim이라고 해서 빛의 밝기를 낮추다 또는 어둑해지다라는 뜻을 갖고 있습니다.
Right, so dim is kind of like when you just gradually make a light less bright. Just turn it down a little bit. You can also talk about it a little bit just abstractly as well, like in terms of some sort of a quality. You could say a quality could dim as well. But in this case, it's just about using, it's being used just for the lighting. So the light, as the lights dimmed to open the singer-songwriter's final soul concert.
네, 그럼 이어서 두 번째 문장 보도록 하겠습니다. Reminiscent of dandelion spores, IU appeared from the ceiling wearing a glittering headset and slowly descended towards the stage, silently surrounded by her audience. 그녀의 관중으로부터 둘러싸여서 IU는 반짝이는 헤드셋을 끼고 조용히 그리고 천천히 무대 천장에서 무대로 내려왔다. 그리고 그것은 민들레이 홀씨를 연상시키게 했다라고 이해하시면 되겠습니다. 여기서 첫 단어 reminiscent mm-hmm. 연상시키는이라는 뜻을 갖고 있는데요.
Right, just it means to remind you of someone or something. For example, his personality was strongly reminiscent of his father's. Mm-hmm. His personality reminded people of his father's personality.
So in this sentence, it's used as a noun?
Not a noun. I'm not sure exactly what you would call this, but not a noun. It's like, I think it's adjective, maybe?
Adjective, right?
Yeah, I think so, 네. yeah.
그래서 이 문장에서는 형용사로 해당 단어가 쓰였다는 점 알아두시면 좋겠고요. 그리고 다음은 spore, 홀씨라는 단어인데요. 아마도 좀 익숙치 않으실 것 같아요. 근데 이제 아이유님의 이번에 신곡 타이틀곡이 홀씨인데 한국어 그대로 쓰셨더라고요. 근데 이게 영어로는 spore이라고 해서 한번 가져와 봤습니다.
Yeah, so I'm, you know, spore is not that common word, <Yeah. laughs> but it's, you know, maybe you would like to know it for if you wanted to understand some more specific scientific words. It's about, like, I guess, so some plants come from just cells. So some plants that have, they produce cells, and then those cells develop into new plants. That is what, I guess, a spore is.
So is that how you actually call the things that fall off from a dandelion? Is there another way you...
Those would be called, I think, just seeds.
Just seeds? Yeah. Seeds.
So do you think we should have called it seeds, or is spores more accurate?
I don't know, because like the English version of the title mm-hmm. for her new song was actually spore. So
really?
That's how they would call it. But I thought it was weird because I've never heard of the word spore rather than on a science book. So
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, right?
So I guess a fern, you know, the plant or moss. Some kind of like mushrooms as well might spread by spores as opposed to seeds.
네. 그리고 이어서 세 번째 문장 같이 보겠습니다. When she landed on the stage to perform Hulsi, meaning spore in Korean, the lights shone on the stage and spread outwards like petals, transforming like a blooming flower. 아이유가 홀씨의 무대를 보여주기 위해서 무대에 착지했을 때 조명들은 무대를 밝히고 그리고 바깥쪽으로 뻗어나갔다 마치 꽃의 꽃잎처럼 그리고 그것은 꽃을 피우는 모습으로 변했다라고 이해하시면 되겠습니다. 여기서 bloom이라는 단어는 저희가 무엇을 피우다 혹은 또 꽃을 피우다라고 할 때 쓰는 표현인데요.
Right. Bloom when used as a noun, just means like a flower, and usually one that people, on a plant that people admire specifically for its flowers. And it can also be used as a verb to bloom. Mm-hmm. For so you can say like, you can ask, when will the cherry blossoms be in bloom? Mm-hmm. When will they bloom? Mm-hmm. The cherry blossoms are blooming. Mm-hmm. Could also be another way to say, you could use it as an adjective.
Mm-hmm. 네. 그래서 형용사로도 쓰이는 때는 어떻게 쓰이는지 방금 말씀을 해주셨고 또 여기서는 이제 동사 형태로 쓰였을 때는 어떻게 쓰이는지도 방금 설명을 해주셨습니다. 이어서 마지막 문장 같이 보도록 하겠습니다. The artist's show was divided into five parts, each with a different theme. 아티스트의 공연은 다섯 개의 부분으로 나누어졌다. 그리고 각자의 부분은 다 다른 테마를 가지고 있었다. IU charmed the nearly 14,000 strong audience during the first hypnotic part of the show. 그리고 콘서트의 첫 번째 부분이 힙노틱 파트에서 IU는 대략 14,000명의 관중들을 매료시켰다. 라고 이해하시면 되겠고요. 여기서 hypnotic, 최면을 거는 듯한 또는 최면을 일으키는 이라는 뜻을 갖고 있는데요.
Yeah, hypnotic means making you feel as if you're going to fall asleep, especially because of a regular repeated sound or movement. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like hypnotic music or like her voice had an almost hypnotic effect, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hypnosis is also like obviously related to that,
mm-hmm.
Which is like, when you are in it, you're sort of like unconscious,
mm-hmm.
I guess someone can hypnotize you, which is kind of like to make you almost like mesmerized, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if these words make sense, but yeah.
So hypnotic and verb form would be hypnotize, right?
Yep, yeah, to hypnotize someone.
그래서 hypnotic를 동사 형태로 바꾸면 hypnotize로 쓰이고 최면을 걸다라는 뜻을 갖고 있다는 점도 알고 계시면 좋을 것 같습니다. 그럼 저희 기사 원문 다시 읽고 돌아오도록 하겠습니다.
IU sets off on first world tour, HER. IU's voice rippled through the KSPO dome on Sunday as the lights dimmed to open the singer-songwriter's final soul concert of her first world tour, HER, which took place in the capital March 2-3 and March 9-10. Reminiscent of dandelion spores, IU appeared from the ceiling wearing a glittering headset and slowly descended towards the stage, silently surrounded by her audience. When she landed on the stage to perform hoshi, meaning spore in Korean, the lights shone on the stage and spread outwards like petals, transforming like a blooming flower. The artist's show was divided into five parts, each with a different theme. IU charmed the nearly 14,000 strong audience during the first hypnotic part of the show.
네, 그러면 저희 이번 에피소드는 여기서 마치도록 하겠습니다. 다음 주 월요일에 새로운 에피소드로 찾아뵙도록 하겠습니다.
Oh, okay. We will see you next week. Thanks very much, you.
Goodbye for now. Welcome to the Korea Herald podcast. 이번 주도 코리아 헤럴드는 여러분과 함께합니다. 혹시 저희 팟캐스트를 들으면서 직접 콘텐츠를 만들어 보고 싶다는 생각을 해본 적 있으신가요? 그렇다면 팟캐스트를 가장 쉽고 빠르게 만들 수 있는 무료 플랫폼 스포티파이 포 팟캐스트를 소개합니다. 핸드폰이나 컴퓨터에서 바로 녹음부터 편집까지 다양한 배경음악과 효과음을 사용해 여러분도 쉽고 빠르게 만들 수 있습니다. 애플 및 구글 팟캐스트 등 여러 다른 플랫폼에 한 번에 배포하고 관리할 수도 있어요. 스포티파이 포 팟캐스터 앱을 다운로드 받고 지금 바로 시작해보세요.